Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and it's time for Powering Your Property. Now, real estate consultancy Colliers said in a report that property investment sales in Singapore are expected to return to pre-COVID-19 levels over the next three quarters of the year. This comes as investor sentiment continues to improve amid economic growth and stability. For more insights, we speak to Jerome Wright, Senior Director, Capital Markets at Colliers. Jerome, thanks for your time.
No problem. Nice to speak to you.
So total investment sales grew 25.8% quarter on quarter and 47.9% year on year. That's excluding mergers and government land sales in Q1. That's pretty impressive, I suppose. Give us some more details.
Yes. I mean, if you look at Q1 2021, the total investment sales actually fell about 74% Q on Q. But actually, that should be noticed. That's from a very, very high base in Q4 2020. Where we had the merger of Capitaland Commercial Trust and Capitaland Mall Trust. But they also did include some of the government land sales in Q4 2020. But if you take those ones out and exclude those for a fair comparison, the total investment sales actually grew 26% quarter on quarter. And like you say, about 50% year on year, which is actually very exciting and shows the momentum. And again, this obviously suggests that investor sentiment is improving. We expect this to continue over the next couple of quarters all the way through 2021.
Jerome, before we talk about what the main drivers were, how did the different sectors perform though? Who was top performer, if you will?
Okay, so if you look at the key sectors being commercial, industrial and residential, and if we take commercial to start with, as mentioned, excluding the mergers and the GLS, commercial investment sales actually performed best, surging 377% quarter on quarter, and that was $1.1 billion. This was largely made up of a handful of quite large transactions. Allianz Real Estate acquired the 50% stake interest in OUE Bayfront from OUE Commercial REIT. And that was for about $634 million. Singapore dollars. And then Fraser Centrepoint Trust divested UT Point, a suburban mall, for $220 million. So obviously their commercial market performed best out of all the sectors. And then it was followed closely by industrial investment sales, which came in second at 140% year on year. That was just shy of $1 billion. And again, this was largely made up of the setting up of the 14 property $469 million Bauset Industrial Fund, and then the sale of Admirax, the high-spec building, light industrial building in the north, for $142 million. And then I guess looking at residential investment sales grew 13% quarter on quarter. I mean, there was a very interesting deal right at the end of the year with the sale of the high-end residential project Eden, and that was a $293 million transaction to a Taiwanese family. Again, reflecting strong foreigner interest in Singapore. And that clearly there's momentum gathering across all of the sectors. When you compare Singapore against other countries, we've been able to keep the pandemic relatively well contained. And obviously that's benefiting the economy and a strong recovery. Transactions suggest that foreign investors remain confident in Singapore, the long-term economic outlook, as well as looking for good quality freehold assets in good locations. Look, I believe that further improvements, the reopening of Singapore's economy, the progressive vaccine rollouts, the improving investor sentiments is actually turning really, really positive.
Were there other drivers that led to Singapore's real estate performance in Q1, you think? There's the vaccine rollout, like you mentioned. Foreign investment seems to still be confident in Singapore's real estate market, etc.
I mean, yeah, I think that there is a strong suggestion that, you know, the large tech companies are very focused here in Singapore. They're showing a lot of interest in setting up regional offices here. That's the adoption of the tech sector. I mean, Singapore is in a very, very good location to be a really centralized hub for the region, if not the globe.
What do you reckon going forward then? Bright spots. You folks at Colliers are saying Singapore's property investments expected to return to pre-COVID levels in the coming quarters. Where might the bright spots be? Are there challenges ahead too, though?
Okay, so the bright spots. Look, I think fundamentally, like I mentioned, I believe in the commercial assets remaining relatively attractive. As mentioned, the tech giants are setting up businesses here, bringing jobs down here. And look, coupled with the CBD's URA incentive scheme, landlords are looking at redeveloping and repositioning their assets across the CBD. All very positive and strong indications that the CBD office market is doing very well. Look at it from industrial assets. You know, they've been very, very popular. They've been one of the most resilient sectors across during this COVID-19 period. And you know, in particular, business parks, logistics space, data centers, they've all benefited from this increase in R&D, e-commerce, and the way that we adopt the various technologies. So I guess those would be the bright spots. I mean, challenges. Look, I think timing and there is it's going to be gradual. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, some of the specific sectors like industrial, you know, we have got quite a big wave of supply coming on this next year, nearly 2 million square meters, which is actually being affected or made, I guess, worse, if you like, by delays in the completions due to COVID in 2020. Yeah. But look, I think it's one of the challenges. I think you've also got the travel restrictions, and that's going to have an impact on hotel and retail sectors.
So we get to pre-COVID levels in the coming quarters. What about after that? Let's do some crystal ball gazing, I suppose, Jerome.
If I knew that, I'd be retired and on a beach somewhere. look, I think you know, we're exciting times going forward. I think that my view is that the travel will start to come back towards the end of this year, early next year. And as we see the increase in travellers, both business and recreational, will have a positive impact on retail and hospitality. I think with increased travel, we will see individuals and companies looking at Singapore, as I mentioned, for its stability, for its, you know, economic opportunities as very strong. I'm a big believer in commercial real estate. I think the office market still has a way to go, and I think there's going to be strong demand across multi-sectors over the next couple of years.
Jerome, thank you so much for taking the time today. Appreciate it.
A pleasure. It's been good to speak to you.
Jerome Wright, Senior Director, Capital Markets at Colliers. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.